I'm so stuffy still.
Can you breathe?
Not really. It's fine. My ears are clogged. I can't even hear myself. It's fine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I've been sick literally going on 2 weeks. Yeah. Mm. I don't know what's going on. Well.
We're here.
Yeah, we're back again. Hi.
Hello. We wanted to have a guest this week, but life's just been lifing as you realize Rachel's sick.
I was sick twice this past month, and this is like my second week being sick this time.
Yeah. So
we also have been like in a bunch of crazy chaos planning our event coming up this weekend. So that's also been happening. I know. It's in like honestly a couple days if we think about it.
It's in 5 days.
Yeah.
As of right now, by the time you hear this, it probably would have already happened. Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see.
When this comes out. But yeah. I'm so excited.
I know.
It's like, I don't know. It's like, it's the first time doing something like this. And like, you know, when you plan stuff and you think of stuff, it's always just like this idea of something. But when like you actually execute it, I'm like, wow.
We did that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like it's actually happening and it's in this real life.
Yeah. Bring all the, like the supplies together and like, you know, and like FaceTime calls and like figure out like what we need and like,
yeah. The checklist,
everything. We're gonna be running around the day before, that day of.
Yes.
Preparing for that. Just like, I don't know. But it's so exciting. It's like, it's a little stressful, a little bit.
Yeah,
a tiny bit.
Yeah.
It's more excitement.
It's cool being like in the midst of everything.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my god, it's happening. And then like it happens, and then you're like, oh wait, that was actually like really fun and really cool.
Yeah.
I'm
really excited to see how this goes, and hopefully it'll, like, you know, reach an even bigger group of people as, like, time goes on. We have more events and stuff like that, and do, like, I don't know, like, mom walks. Like, it doesn't have to be an event. It's like, hey, meet up.
Literally!
Meet up, let's go walk around with our kids. Let's go to the park.
Yes!
Like, it doesn't have to be this crazy thing.
Mm-mm.
You bring, like, little snacks and stuff. Like, it's like, it doesn't, you know?
Right.
I mean, we wanted to make this one a little bit different.
Special.
Yeah.
Because it's like our first one ever. So mm-hmm. it's like, I definitely feel like it's going to hold a special place in our heart.
Yeah.
So we're like putting like, the extra effort into like trying to make everything perfect in a way.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't know. I feel like we have like this vision that we want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I think just when the day comes and as the day goes on, like it's just going to like flow.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm excited for too.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to this now and you might have already been at the event. We don't know. We'll see whenever this episode comes out. But hopefully if you're listening and the event hasn't happened yet, we hope to see you there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, very exciting things.
Yes. Super exciting.
Yeah. But I feel like, oh my God, this has been kind of a overdue episode for us.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe you haven't heard from us in a little bit, but it's okay.
Yeah.
We're back.
You know, y'all know how it is.
We always come back.
We always come back. We'll never leave y'all hanging.
Never.
Yeah. I think last time, and we didn't introduce ourselves yet, so let me just, I'm gonna say it. Yeah, last time we, like, you know, we talked about, like, political things and, like, stuff like that, and, like, this time we kind of want to, like, bring it back to, like, womanhood and the stuff that we normally talk about, because that's what this is about, you know? I mean, all of it is involved in womanhood and, like, motherhood and stuff like that, but yeah, we kind of just want to, like, get back into, like, our feels and, like, you know what I mean? Like, that stuff, because I miss that.
I haven't
done that in a while.
Yeah, because I feel like it was, like, with the political stuff and, like, guest episode, then we also talked about, like, the celebrity drama going on online.
Yeah.
So, it feels good to be, like, back in, like, ourselves and talk about, like, what's really going on, like, personal-wise. Like, you know, all the feelings and everything, all the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's introduce ourselves.
let's do
that before we get into it.
Yeah.
So, I'm...
Huh?
What?
Okay.
My name's Johnny.
And I'm Rach.
And this is...
I Got Milk Podcast.
Yeah. I almost want to shake this.
God, please.
It was almost my reaction, but I won't do it.
Listen, if we had a different setup with, like, more money, go right ahead.
That's a crazy movement that I was just doing.
Anywho.
Anyway.
Let's bust these open.
You already know what the fuck... know. I'm so excited. Every time we do this, I'm like, fuck yeah, just a little treat. Every time. Shit. Olipop, we love y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
You do the honors.
Yeah.
Crispy.
Yeah. Period.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To episode
29.
Hello? Wait. That means our next one will be episode 30.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I feel like we should do something special for that one.
Yeah.
I don't know yet, but something.
We should wear ball gowns.
I thought you said we should go bald.
Wear ball caps?
In ball gowns? Please, they're gonna think we went fucking psycho.
We're, like, just not even put our hair in it. It's, like, bald on the top and our hair is hanging out the bottom. She said they're laughing. They're not allowed to have fun.
I'm crying. Okay, I'll cry then. Is that what you want?
I'm probably gonna cry in this episode anyway.
My poor baby. We had to kick her out the room. You know how it is. It was just gonna be too much. She didn't have nowhere to go today. We tried. She's just not having a good time right now. She wants to be here. She wants to be sat and on top of her head.
Yes. Always.
Literally. But, you know, sometimes, I think you said before, we gotta kick the baby out the room.
Yeah.
Gotta do it.
It's nothing personal, girl. We love you.
All love here, baby. She gonna watch this back. Mom, you had me, like, banging on the door. Yeah, baby, listen. It had to be like that.
We had to do it.
Because look at where you are now.
Okay? Right.
So, that's it.
Period. That one.
So, is it good?
It's
good.
Let me think. No, literally, I've been literally for like the past like 30 minutes. I'm like, bro, I can't wait to open it.
Bro, I know. I was thinking that too. I was like, I'm so thirsty.
No.
God. Oh, God. What the hell was that? I told y'all I'm sick. So, today we're going to be talking about the beauty in aging. And I feel like that is a topic that I think every woman, once you get to a certain age, likes to address or talk about. Mm-hmm. Because I know for the both of us, I think it's probably something that we've been thinking a lot about. I know I have, at least. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not old. Let me just say that. No, I don't want to sit here and say, like, we're old. We're not. We're babies compared to some people out here, okay? But with that being said, we're no longer, like teenagers or like in our early 20s anymore. Like,
yeah,
we're both gonna be 27 this year, and that number itself just makes me think, here comes my 30s. Like, that's kind of crazy to think. And I don't know, I think, you know, I've just been in this mindset of like half scared, half like, wow, I'm getting the opportunity to get older.
Yeah,
like that's what it's been for me. And also just like trying to remind myself that I'm allowed to like redefine the beauty standard as I want, because I've been doing that in my, you know, adulthood. And I'm excited for, like, as my life goes on, as I get older, to do that same thing, you know, in the aging process. So that's something that I've been thinking about. And I just feel like, you know, every day I wake up and I look in the mirror and I see a new version of myself. And it's like, I look back and I'm like, I'm no longer 18. Mm-hmm. I'm no longer 21. Like, this is getting real. Yeah. So, yeah, that's something that I've been thinking about a lot.
Yeah, honestly, same. Just because, like, you know, I think they say that, like, at 26, there's, like, a physical change in your face. Like, that, like, for most women, by the age of 26, you go through, like, this period of, like, I guess it is aging, but it's also, like, a transformation of, like, I guess, like, your body and, like, you know, like, your metabolism and, like, everything starts to change at this age that we're in right now. And I think, you know, like you're saying, like, even from when we got pregnant till now, like, completely different people. I don't know. You guys can go back to literally the first picture that we posted or, like,
bro,
you can see that we are different. Like,
yes.
And I think it's beyond, like, the physical change of aging. It's also, like, the mentality. It's, like, the mental. It's the spiritual. It's all the things that have aged along with us that I think is a beautiful thing. I think in the standard of, like, society, the thought of looking like you're aging is something that's, like, I think people are afraid of. And it's also, like,
it's a negative, like, thing. Yeah.
And to me, I'm, like, and you said it before, I'm blessed to be getting older. I'm blessed to be aging and having the opportunity to, like, live my life. And mm-hmm. I think all of it is beautiful if you're able to, like, look at it in that way. And I always try my best to look at it that way. You know, we all have our days.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, why the fuck am I, why do I have so many lines under my eyes? Like, I need to invest in better eye cream. Like, I need to, like, do something more, which I have, and I see it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's kind of crazy. The other day, I was, like, standing in my kitchen, and my mom came in, and I'm, like, heating up food. I'm just like, all right, I'm about to leave soon. And she's, like, staring at me. And
yeah.
I'm like, what's up? She's like, you just seem different. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, you're, like, glowing in a way. She's like, you just look, like, really happy, and, like, you...
Aww.
You seem... I know. She's like, you just seem more like yourself. And I was like...
Wow.
And I was like, oh, like, that's nice. Because my mom, like, you know, I think I never... I mean, I'm not saying I never got that. My mom's always told me I'm beautiful and everything like that. But something like... A comment like that, I was like... So afterwards, I'm looking at myself in the mirror, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Look at her.
Right.
Like, you know, as we grow and we change, we still hold... I think we talked about it before. We still carry that 17-year-old self, a version of ourselves.
Everywhere.
We still, like... The younger versions, the ones that went through the trauma and the heartbreaks and everything like that, and like
even all my 5-year-old self, she's with me every day.
Every day. And I think something that is really important for us to do at this age and every day if possible is look at ourselves and be like, wow, like I'm so proud of that girl.
Yeah.
Because that's who she is. She's you.
Yeah. And one day we're gonna be 30 years from now, we'll look back and be like, oh, like I wish I was that age again, you know, like, you know, sitting here, our 26-year-old selves, like, and yet here we are kind of, like, worrying a little bit about the future and, like, how that might look mentally, physically, like, it, even just, like, lifestyle-wise, you don't know, like, we can't, you know, we can't predict anything, and, I mean, you know, everything's bound to unfold in our favor always, and that's not something that I always preach, but I feel like, you know, I don't know, talking about physical wise, like you were talking about, like, you know, the slight wrinkles in our face or the fine lines that we're starting to see. I know my smile lines are getting so deep.
Mine are insane.
Because but now, I know, it's like, wait, it makes me smile a lot. We just have like that, those chubby cheeks that like, you can't help it. They're just like getting like embedded in our face. Like it just happens. And I've noticed more of mine because it's like, I look in the mirror, and even when I'm not smiling, I'm seeing them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, they're just there now.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, like, this is happening. And, you know, don't get me wrong, like, I'm all, like, in support of, like, if you want to get Botox, like, if you want to do anything to yourself, go right ahead, girl. Mm-hmm. Like, I am never one to shame somebody for wanting to do things to themselves to make themselves happy. Yeah. Don't get this twisted. Like, you know, like, it's like, aging is beautiful, but also if you want to get, you know, a little syringe or something, go right ahead. Like
little filler, little this, little that.
Like you got it. So you know, I think you know, talking about like the beauty in it too, like it means something different for everybody. Mm-hmm. And you know, I know that some people are like some people just have different mindsets when it comes to aging. Like some people are. You know, happy that they're getting to experience that. Some people are really, really, really scared. Mm-hmm. And they don't like the idea of getting old.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think I might have come across like a video or two about this on TikTok. Like, I might have like scrolled through the comments. And it was like, definitely like a lot of like younger people, like younger than us. Like I would say like people like who are like maybe in their early 20s talk about how they are so afraid of physically getting old. Like that's something that it like haunts them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like, you know, if you're somebody who might feel that way about aging, just look at it as, you know, you're getting to experience being a human and getting to live out your life, you know, until like, how do I put this? You're gonna be able to have so many beautiful years behind your back, and one day you're gonna get to be like 80 something years old and sit back and watch just how your life unfolded behind you and tell your story to so many other people. And that's something that I look forward to one day. I want to be that little old lady in my rocking chair and tell my stories like to my grandchildren or like to my nieces, nephews, or whoever, my friends that I make along the way, like anybody. Like I just want to be able to tell my stories and give advice, and I want to be like just a wise old woman. Like that's something that I think about, and I just feel like I don't know. I definitely see older people, you know, now, or like I've seen older people in my life who aren't happy with themselves or with their life, or who are just kind of mean and miserable, if I'm being honest. Like, I've seen a lot of people who are maybe, you know, closer to like their end years. I hate to say it, but it's true, but they're not happy with themselves because they're just in this state, and they're maybe thinking about everything that they could have done right, or maybe something that they wanted to do, or, you know, that's one thing I don't want. I don't want to sit there and regret anything. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's one thing I have to remind myself a lot, because when I sit here and I go through my trials and tribulations now, and I know that there are so many more to come, like I don't ever want to get to the point in my life where I'm older and approaching my end years and sit there and regret so many things. Like, I just want to be grateful for everything that I had, everyone that I had, everything that I was able to do. That's all that I want for myself. And, you know, it kind of it breaks my heart when I see older people who aren't happy. And, because, I mean, if I'm being honest, I've seen it a lot. Like, I've worked in, like, the food industry where I've had, like, older customers, and they're just not happy. Like, that's just not what I want. Like, I want so much different for myself. And, you know, thinking about that now, I just, like, I want to be somebody who brings joy to other people as I get older. Like, I don't know, me and Nati were actually talking about this the other day, about how, like, you sometimes see older women specifically be really jealous to younger women and really hateful towards them, because I think it stems from their own insecurities deep down, that they maybe wish they were at that point in their life where they could maybe reverse everything that they've done, or they want to look a certain way. Like, I never want to be that person.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I just think, you know, for women specifically, like, especially older women, I wish that there would be more older women that would, like, you know, bring up other younger girls. You know what I mean? Like, give them more to let them see that there's more to life, instead of, like, bring them down.
Yeah.
Because I've experienced myself so many older women who just, like, are not okay with themselves, and they take it out on younger girls.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I want it to be a beautiful process. Like, I want to be able to express that to other women as I get older.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, and, you know, I have a daughter as well. I don't want her to be like, oh, my mom is just old and miserable.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that. And I don't ever see that for myself. Like, you know, like, even like I said, I know that there's going to be so many more ups and downs that I experienced throughout my lifetime. I don't know what's bound to happen in my life, but I do know deep down in my heart that I want to age in a beautiful mindset. Like, that's what I really want for myself. So, yeah.
That was a good way of putting that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's really, like, mental. Like, it's, like, really, like, mental health based, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big part of it, too. I feel like if you're so scared and anxious about, you know, that process of just going about your life and you know, getting older, it might hold you back from doing certain things. Like, you might think one day, I'm too old to be doing this.
Yeah.
I don't want to have that mindset. Yeah. Like, I want to be like, oh, like, I'm not too old to do anything. I can do whatever I want to do. Like, this is my life.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's beautiful. I don't know if you've ever seen that video of that. This girl, she was at the thrift store, and this lady walks up to her, and she's like, honey, you're young. Am I too old for this sweater? And it's a sweater. I don't know. I saw that, and I started crying. I'm like, this woman just wants to, like, I don't know, look good.
Yeah.
She's afraid of, like, I guess she's judging herself.
Yeah.
And that makes me so sad.
I know.
Bro. That makes me so sad, because it's like, you know, as, you know, we grow older, like, I think the idea of, like, getting older and what that looks like physically is not what is classified as beautiful, I guess. Yeah. But to me, I think beauty shines from within. You know, you're exactly talking about these nasty people, and like, and it's not necessarily their faults either. You know, like, once you reach that age, it's probably very hard to change your mindset and, like, change your ways of thinking and stuff like that. But if, you know, you go about life in a way where it's like, well, I'm just going to appreciate what I have now and appreciate what's happened in the past. And that includes all the things that you didn't do or that you did do. And you kind of just have to accept it. I think that's, like, the biggest thing about growing in a way where you're still essentially growing is that you're, like, accepting everything for what it's been. And, yeah, I think that is hard.
Yeah.
That's really hard, yeah. Especially when you're like, well, I should have done this, or like, you know, like, even at this age now, I'm like, man, should I have, like, finished school? Like,
right.
Should I have, like, done something different? Should I have, like, created a business? Like, I'm going on 30, and, like, it's not like I don't have time for that, but also I'm like, well, imagine if I did start it back then, like, where would I be now, you know?
I literally just saw, I think he's 104 or something, he just graduated college. 104-year-old man. Literally. Like...
It's never too late.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, that speaks so many, like, that just speaks so much volume to me. It's like,
yeah,
you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, at any point in your life, people just always put a limit on themselves a lot. We talked about that before, too. About trying not to put a limit on yourself on, like, no matter what age you are or, like, what point in your life that you are. Yeah. I just feel like you should be able to almost, like, I saw somebody say, like, sometimes you have to, like, make yourself delusional.
No, I believe in that
100%. Yeah, like, it's like, you know, the more delusional you make yourself, the more you can, like, really put your mind on, like, doing something, because you're like, no, I can actually do that. Even though maybe somebody else would be like, but, like, how are you going? No, I'm going to do it.
It's happening right now.
That's actually what I'm saying, right? I'm actually living in it. Thank you.
Yeah. That's so real. I think when it comes to, like, the physical part of aging, I had to, like, within the past few years, I've been doing a lot of growing, and in terms of just, like, being secure with myself, I was very insecure. Like, we've talked about this several times before, and within the past, like, 2 years, I've, like, really, like, looked at myself in a way of, like, not more judgment, but more of being, like, very reflective on, like, in every stage of life up leading up to this point, I've hated something, I wanted to change something, I didn't like something, I was upset about something, and I was, like, I can't do that forever. Yeah. Like, if I do that forever, I'm going to be miserable. And so, and this is all, like, in the midst of, like, having, like, an eating disorder and, like, you know, like, not, like, literally starving myself and, like, going through all these things. And I was like, you know what? I'm just, like, not even going to think about it. That's what I did. I was like, I'm not going to think about gaining weight. I'm not going to get my ass fat. I'm not going to do any of that shit. I'm just going to just exist and just eat what I want to eat and just do what I want to do.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because that...
Hold that thought.
Yeah. It's crazy that, like, that mindset shift of, like, I don't want that for myself can change everything after it. Like, it's, like, it becomes normal. Like, I don't judge myself for my body now. Do I wish my ass was fatter? Who the fuck doesn't?
Like, what the fuck?
Who don't?
I think every... woman or person on this planet wishes they had something they didn't regarding their body.
Yes.
Everybody does. And like, it's just...
That's what, like, I've also accepted. I was like, there's someone who wishes they were my size. There's a body type out there that someone's hating the way they look, and I'm like, I want that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. that is a continuous thing. And it's a cycle that never ends. With the older women, like, you know, wishing they were younger, and then us young girls being like, oh, like, I just hate that I have, like, fine lines, while this woman over here is, like, you know, you get older, you start to, like, wrinkle, like,
your body will really change.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And it's like, why the fuck are we stressed over this? Like, I feel like that alone ages us more.
No, right? No, it does. Literally, more stress will age you. I think there's probably, like a scientific, like, thing that says, like, you know, this, like, if you stress, like, this, you age, like, this amount of years or something. Like,
yes.
It's probably, I don't know, I didn't look it up. But I'm assuming there's something like that out there.
For sure.
Because one day, bitch, my ass is gonna be sagging. I really hate to say it. One day, in my 80s, God forbid, bro. I already know.
It's just I be seeing the old lady with the fat. I'm like, how the fuck? Why is it sitting like that? What is that?
Y'all ever see that? Listen, if I'm blessed with something at that age, thank you, God, okay? I don't know. I don't know what that age is going to look like for me. But I know we're all going to be older. And, you know, I think something else that I really promised myself, like, you know, just thinking about aging, is that I really want to take care of myself. Mm-hmm. Like, that's something that I really want. And, oh, sorry, I'm burping. That's something that I pretty much promised myself, like,
I'm just gonna jump on her, sorry.
Hello?
Are you upset with everybody? She's just mad at everybody in this household right now. Sorry, girl.
It's not even that deep. Look at her toes.
She has nail polish on.
I see.
Your boo-boo from 4 weeks ago?
It's a scar now. Like, yeah, she keeps like, talking
girl,
about it.
Girl, it healed.
Are you farting?
Yeah.
I heard that. Girl, you cry real tears for this knee that probably don't have hurt in weeks.
That's the wrong. That's the wrong knee. She's talking about you. She don't even know what knee it is. That's the wrong one.
You're a manipulator.
I missed you too. I missed you too, mommy. I am myself. I am myself for my family.
Oh, that's cute.
So I promised myself a while ago that as I got older, I wanted to take care of myself to the best of my ability. And one of the main reasons why I say that is because throughout my life, I've watched people get older and not take care of themselves or want to do anything for themselves. And I feel like that's had such a big influence on me. Because I want to be able to get older and, like, still feel good in my body. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to, make sure, like, I'm getting all of my nutrients and my supplements and whatever. Like, I want to be able to, like, still, like, stretch and, like, bend down and, like, lift things with, like, you know. I just want to be in good health as I get older. Mm-hmm. And, honestly, I don't know about you, but I've seen a lot on social media. I've seen older women, like, you know, stay in the gym, like, or, like, it just stay physical, like, if, even if it's, like, walking or, like, riding their bike, like, I'm talking, like, older women, like, women in, like, their 50s, 60s, like, mm-hmm. and they, like, you know, make sure that they're, like, you know, trying their best to eat well as they can, like, and I just, like, you know, I don't want to be, like, this, like,
What's not working?
I don't want to be, like, a crazy, like, fitness guru or whatever, like, I don't want to be, like, a, like, one of those people, like, and but I love seeing people who do that. I just want to be able to remain in good health and do what I can for myself, for like not even just for myself, for other people in my life. Like, I want to be able to stay around for a while. Mm-hmm. And like I don't know, sometimes I think back to like I've seen people in my life like get older and not take care of their bodies whatsoever. And it's really sad, and I don't know, I just made that promise to myself because I want to be able to, like, do things for Callie and, like, my future children. Like, I want to be able to, like, run around with them at the park, like, in 10 years. Like, you know what I mean? And, like, not be, like, you know, like, fighting for my life. Like,
yeah.
Like, I want to be able to, like, still pick them up and, like, not be in pain. Like, because, mm-hmm. you know, I experience it now. Like, right. We've been talking right. about it. Bro, our backs, my neck, like, please. Everything, help.
Oh, no.
Somebody help. I literally, because at this point, like, stretching for us is, like, mandatory.
Necessary.
Like, it's not, like, a thing, like, oh, maybe I'll do it. Like, no. Like, I need to stretch every day, because if I don't, my body will let me know. And I want to just continue to take that. I love you, too.
We love you, too.
I love you, too,
yes,
Mom.
Like, Mom?
Yeah, and poop, too, my sticks. I want the sauce.
Okay.
Well, hanging up. Same thought. I don't really know what's going on, but okay.
I don't know. I just, like, really, when I think about an older version of myself in an older body, I just envision myself, like, still being able to, like, go and do, like, fun physical things, because mm-hmm. that's just what I would always want, and I feel like that's what, you know, my family and, like, the people who love me would want. Like, I would hate to see somebody that I love, like, you know, go on with their life and get older and not want to help themselves in any way, like do anything for themselves or, you know, make themselves feel good in their body. I think that's like something that's really important, that, and that's something that everybody, no matter what you look like or what you do, should prioritize.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so important. I mean, this is the only body we get in this life, you know, like this is what our souls harbor, like, or our body harbors our souls. Like, I just think it's like really important. So I don't know. I just know, like, when I feel what I feel now, I'm like, oh, this could be so much worse as I get older.
Yeah.
And that's something that I'm afraid of. I'm like, okay, my sciatica, my back, I can't imagine what this will feel like in 20 years.
Yeah. So real.
Yeah.
So real.
Yeah.
Yeah. It goes beyond, like, the physical look of it. It's like, how do you, like, feel in this?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. And sometimes I get, like, a little tripped out, like, oh my god, like, this is my body that I'm gonna, this is, like, what I have forever, and, like, I don't know, it's gonna just, you know, be here with me throughout everything, and I want to make sure I take really good care of it, like, yeah. It's to the best of my ability, and also love it. I mean, we're, you know, you were talking about earlier, like, loving the body that you're in, and, you know, getting through, like, your insecurities and everything, and I know I have talked about it on the podcast a handful of times, how I've, you know, had, I've gone through a lot with this body of mine and fighting to love it and, like, learning how to love it. And I mean, that's been happening since I was like 10, maybe mm-hmm. even earlier, like from a long, long time ago. I wasn't always happy with this body of mine. I've seen so many versions of her. Like, I've seen, like, myself at, like, my lowest weight, at my heaviest. I've seen myself pregnant. I've seen myself postpartum. Like, it really, like, will mess with your mind for sure. Like, if you're not, you know, if you don't have a strong mindset when it comes to your body image, or if, like, you struggle with body dysmorphia as I do. And it's a really hard thing to battle. But, you know, I think as we get older, like, I know, like, at some point we always look back and we're like, I wish I was grateful for that body that I had at that time. Like, that's such a thing. Yeah. That's something I struggle with. I look back at pictures of myself from, like, I don't know, 2019, and I'm like, I thought I, like, was terrible looking back then. Like, what the, like, what's wrong with me? Yeah. Like, I always thought that. And, yeah, it's...
I got ouchie.
Where do you have an ouchie?
Yeah, I think.
You think, where, on your face?
On my bone.
On your bone?
Yeah.
I think it might always be or feel like a constant battle for somebody who is fighting their body image or, like, have been for a really long time. And I don't know. I just know at some point it's like you were saying, we just have to accept it.
Yeah.
Like, we just have to accept that this is the body we have, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do to make it feel good and make myself feel good.
Yeah.
Like, that's a huge thing. Like...
Yeah, I was like, my phone storage is full as hell, bro. I have no space in my phone, so I'm constantly, like, deleting stuff. And I came across this video of, like, me setting up Romeo's toilet, like, for him to pee in for potty training. So at this point, this is a while ago.
Yeah.
But the way I look in the video is unwell. Like, seriously unwell. Mm-hmm. And... you know, like, Romeo's, like, laughing and having a time. I'm like, you know, I'm like, I'm interacting with him, and I'm like, something's wrong, like, here. And I didn't even know I had this video. And I was looking, I was like, oh, like, what the fuck was going on? Sorry, Kelly. I'm like, what was going on? Like, something's wrong for sure. Like, I literally look like, I don't, like, whatever I was feeling was very much showing on the outside. And so... you know, reflecting on seeing this video and then, like, literally turning and looking myself in the mirror, I'm like, holy shit, like, I did that. I got myself out of whatever was going on. And that's the thing, too, about, like, you know, growing, not just aging in your physical, but also in your mental and stuff, is, like, being able to change and adapt. And, like, that's all also part of aging, is, like, learning from yourself and from your experiences and other experiences of other people and, like, seeing it happen and, like, you know, for me, seeing something like that, a big reminder of, like, oh, like, I actually sometimes feel like I'm not doing enough, for, like, I need to do more for myself or whatever, but I was like, at least I'm not her anymore.
Yeah.
Thank you. Period. That's how I feel.
Aww.
like, and I also applaud that girl, because whatever she was going through, she still showed up for her kid. And I feel like I'm gonna cry. But she still was there doing what she had to do, regardless of how she was feeling, and that's just motherhood.
Yeah. No, seriously. No, yeah, we're gonna get to experience so many different versions of ourselves as time goes on.
You already have.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Like the amount of or the versions of me that I've already been through, and to think that there are gonna be so many more versions of me throughout my lifetime, it's insane to think about. Because, you know, at one point I wasn't this person sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, later in the future, it's like, I might not be this person anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of trippy, but it's, like, real. Yeah. And
Mommy?
Yes, my love.
Where's your purple bell go?
I don't know. I think it's in your room.
It is.
Okay, well, you have to go ask Pop-Up to put your light on, okay?
Okay.
Okay. It's like I was saying, it's kind of trippy to think about that, like, you know, I might not be this same person sitting here one day, like, mentally, like, or even physically, like, who knows what I'm gonna look like in, like, another, like, 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's, it's like, because I know 4 or 5 years ago, I wasn't this person.
Yeah.
And it's, like, so, so weird, because, like, I know that, I mean, even, like, I plan on having another child at some point in my life, and I don't know how that's going to look on me. Like, how every pregnancy is different, how every postpartum period is different. I know so many women who have said that each pregnancy is so different in so many ways. So who knows what that's going to, how I'm going to reflect that, you know? Like, who knows how I'm going to be able to handle that mentally? Like, how that pregnancy might change who I am now. Mm-hmm. Because I know being pregnant with Callie, and then having her, that person before that was gone. So that's so weird to think about, because I'm like, I'm going to be pregnant again. I'm going to get to go through those hormonal changes, that mindset shift again, that postpartum period that just changes your whole being.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be this person again one day.
Yeah.
And that's so strange to think about.
It is. That's also, like, with any experience. Like, you know, yeah. Going through, I don't know, whether that's trauma or, like, something really good or whatever, like, the person that you were right before that no longer exists. You can't get that back because you've been through that experience. And I think I tend to do that a lot when I look back on, like, things of, like, a couple years ago, you know, like, I see myself, I'm like, I don't look too different, but I also, like, before that, like, I wasn't, like, grieving. It's, like, so sentimental and, like, just a very, like, sensitive thing, but, like, yeah. I wasn't grieving my brother. Like, I always, like, when we went to LA, because my brother passed away, like, right after we went to LA, and, like, I'd be watching videos and, like all the pictures and stuff from then, and I'm like, wow, like, I had so much fun, and I didn't know a week later my life was going to completely change.
Yeah. Do a whole 180.
Like, and it's, like, and even, like, from that moment till now, where, like, I can talk about it and not completely shatter to a million pieces, that doesn't mean it doesn't hurt.
Right.
It just, like, I've been able to accept, like, yeah. in a way accept, but, like, yeah. Still learning and still growing and, like, you know, I don't know what that looks like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, whenever, you know, as Romeo grows older, that's something that's one of the biggest things.
Yeah.
But I just, like, I don't know, I allow myself to go through all the things that I've gone through and like,
I don't see I'm okay. it, Mommy. I don't see it.
Well, baby, I'm not sure where it went then, baby girl.
I don't see it.
You had it earlier.
That's just, like, life, you know?
Yeah.
Aging is, like, just experiencing everything good and bad and, like, physically and mentally. Like, it's really, like, that's what aging is. It's not, I think we think of it, like, as a physical thing. Like, no, it's, like, everything involved in that and, like, I think it's really important at this age or whenever you can to, like, prioritize and, like, yourself and know that this, it is what it is, you know? Like, yeah. And you kind of move with whatever you're feeling and you'll make mistakes and you'll fuck up and you'll eat shitty food and yeah. just, like, you know, like,
and, like, maybe be happy afterward for, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, like, you know, you cry about things.
Mommy, why don't we go this way?
I know, baby, you have to go this way. Oh, okay. There you go.
don't know. You'll miss out on stuff. You'll be there for things. Things won't turn out the way that you want. Like, you'll be disappointed. Like, all these things are just, like, that's just what happens with getting older. You just start to experience more, but you also are able to now learn more. And I think that's also the beauty of it as well, is now look at all the knowledge that you have, all the things that you've been able to, like, grow through and continue to grow through, and, like, knowing that there is something coming up next. And you don't know what it is, but you know, like, you have the strength to do that. And I think that's the aging thing, too, is just building up the strength, building up your security with yourself, like, the love for yourself, the love for others. Like, we're continuously doing that. I don't think we ever get really comfortable with ourselves, because this isn't forever. This is, like, right now, right here, next week, and, like, I don't know what's gonna happen, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And it's the littlest things, too. Everything has a cause and effect, even if it is very small.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
So true. I think we're constantly evolving.
Yeah.
All the time.
And we never stop.
We're like water.
Yeah.
Always moving.
Always moving.
And, you know, people say go with the flow for a reason, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, that just hits so hard. It's, like, the most, like, simple little saying, but it really has a deep meaning to it, because we flow like water, and you just have to continue, like, moving through whatever life has for you, whatever comes your way. Like,
yeah.
And, you know, you might run into that rock or something.
A boulder.
That's crazy.
A boulder. I was thinking more of, like, like, sometimes the water is, like, crazy. Sometimes really calm. You know, like, yeah. It's just, like, that's just how the water moves sometimes.
Me trying, like, to be sentimental. Like,
you might run into a rock.
That's not a rock.
That's a nice boulder. Yes. Like, you know, you just gotta appreciate the boulder. The boulder is just there.
What are we even saying at this point?
You can't move the boulder.
No.
You can go around it.
Yep.
You'll be fine.
You can turn into rain. Let's talk about the water cycle.
You can evaporate.
And then you'll end up in the ocean at some point. And then you're, you know, you got everything you need.
You're just flowing through the gills of a fish.
Please.
I don't know.
There's a picture of the water cycle here. Right. Now we're in science class.
Science rules. Bill Nye the science guy.
Oh my god. Bill Nye, be a guest on this podcast, please.
I love him. He's the real one. He's the OG. Him.
Yep.
Love him.
I think, I don't know, out of all of this, I think aging should be taken as something that is a beautiful opportunity that you get to experience, mm-hmm. Because really not everybody gets to, and this is something that, like, you know, it's, life can be so beautiful in so many ways as long as you allow for that to happen, you know, like, mm-hmm. as long as you, you know, have an open mindset, if you try to do nice things for yourself and for others, if you love and get to be loved and just, I don't know, just, there's just so many beautiful things that you can create for yourself and for your life and for the people around you and for just everything that you truly want for yourself. And I think that's something that you should take with you as you get older. And I mean, you know, just speaking on, like, the physical aspect of everything, just, you know, I think it's completely up to you, you know, what you want to do with that. If you want to take it into your hands and say, okay, I'm just going to take this and run with it and accept everything as it goes and let it fall into my lap, you know, like, or if you want to go down the route of, like, you know what, no, like, I want to look a certain way and I want to change things for myself, that's also okay, too. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no right and wrong way, even though, like, social media and, like, society tries to make there be a right and wrong way about it, I feel like, because yeah. That's something that I see a lot. You know, you see it with, like, the celebrities all the time. They're always talking about who got what done to themselves. I know recently I just saw that Kris Jenner had, like, a crazy but amazing facelift. Like, the way, like, it's not like one of those, like, botched ass, like,
yeah,
everything's, like, pulled back. Like, yeah. She looks good. And I don't know if you saw, but Lindsay Lohan also got, like, the same the same thing done to herself. Mm-hmm. And they just look vibrant and youthful and amazing. And I can't hate for that. Like, but there are people who hate that people do that to themselves. And I don't know. I just feel like, you know, everybody should be able to do what they want to do with their bodies. And it's the same for you, though. You know, like, put yourself in you know, other people's shoes, per se. Like, you don't necessarily, like, want to tie down this, like, one singular, like, mindset of, like, no, like, this is how it should be. Like, no, like, you can do whatever you want for yourself or for your body or for your face or whatever you want to do. Like, it's up to you. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to be in the gym, you don't want to be in the gym, if you want to eat a certain way, if you don't want to eat a certain way, like, there's no right or wrong here. Like, it's your life, so you get to choose how you live it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have these little people, if you are a mother and you're watching this, that are watching us go through that.
Yeah. They're going to get to watch us age, yes. Like, from their perspective.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that's something to keep in mind, too, if you're someone who is having trouble just, like, accepting your...
family.
Oh,
that's so nice.
If you're someone who's having
trouble... superheroes.
Oh, she said my superheroes.
Oh,
love.
Yeah, I think if you're just someone who has trouble accepting your aging and your life as it is, I think it's really important to also acknowledge that there is a small child, a small being that will one day be in your shoes, and, like, imagine how you would want them to feel about themselves. If you take yourself completely out of it, like, you know, we care so much for these little beings every day of our lives, and, like, you know, we go through what we go through, but they will essentially reflect you.
Yeah.
If you really think about it, if you think about who you are and, like, the person that you reflect in your life or the habits that you've taken in from someone else in your life, it's most likely a parent or a guardian or someone that you had on this quote-unquote pedestal in your life, because that's really what it is. We want to be these people, you know? And we absorb all of that. So while, you know, you're maneuvering and figuring it out, they're watching. They see it. And if you can't motivate yourself through that, just learning how to love your life how it is and accept yourself, then do that for your kid. Yeah. Honestly.
So true. So true. They're little sponges. And they always will be. Like, as long as they, like, you know, as they grow into being teenagers, even to, like, young adults, like, we are who they are watching every day. And, you know, one day, Callie, Romeo, like, they'll get to see us be the older versions of ourselves one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I want Callie to be able to, like, look at me and, like, want to, like, be inspired by me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to feel like, you know, she can, like, say, like, no, like, my mom is, like, somebody who, like, I look up to, and, like, you know, mm-hmm. like, that kind of thing. That's what I want. And I also want to teach her that, like, you know, she can create her own beauty standard, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, and I want to teach her as she gets older, and, like, you know, because one day that will all happen, and it's so crazy to think about, but it will. Like, next thing you know, like, I don't know, 30, 40 years will go by, and, like, oh my god, like, my baby maybe has her own family or something. Like,
yeah.
That's so crazy. But I want her to be able to, like, take from me that, like, she one day will also be able to age beautifully and gracefully, like, as long as she allows herself to, like, and as long as she is able to, like, you know, learn those lessons from herself and teach herself that. And yeah, I think, you know, we should all take that in, if, you know, if you have a kid, if you have children, that, like, they are just these little beings who are, like, little reflections of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this was a great conversation we had. I think it's, like, important for, like, you know, as we always say, like, women's a whole community, and, like, speak about these things, because, like, it is something that is kind of, like, an emotional thing. Like, I know women will tend to think about this,
mm-hmm.
and I think as long as we, like, always continue to support each other and, like, be there for each other, like, remind each other that, like, it doesn't have to be a fearful process. Like,
yeah.
It's something that can be a very beautiful thing that you can be grateful for.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's about, like, just finding the little things in it that are beautiful, and just taking that with you through your whole life, really. Like, I think that's really what it is. And just learning how to reflect and accept everything, mm-hmm. like mentally, physically, everything. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like I like that we had this conversation.
I know, we haven't really talked about something like this.
Mm-mm. No, this was a first for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as you said it, I was like,
yeah. Yeah. It's definitely a little different. And again, like this podcast isn't just for moms, even though, you know, a Young MILF podcast, like, you yeah. know, it'd be with me, but it really is about like your mental health and loving yourself and loving your life and
self-care. Yeah.
Yeah. Like mm-hmm. that's so important in aging.
Yeah.
Like that's a big part of aging is just love, honestly.
Yeah. Love for yourself, love for others, like just love all around because love is energy and like it will just all come back to you. And like, I think this, it's just really what stems like from within, like mm-hmm. how you're talking about, like how like you glow from within.
Yeah.
That's the love right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll show in your physical as well. So
yeah.
It's
yeah.
so beautiful.
It is. And I think just, you know, like always stay true to yourself. Like we always say, like, take that with you through everything. Like, stay true to yourself. Love yourself. Take care of yourself. Learn from yourself. Like, reflect everything you need to do to nurture this body and this mind of yours. Because this is what you have. And you need to take care of it.
Yeah. And I'm going to bring up an old phrase that we used to say all the time. But give yourself grace.
Yes. We haven't said that in a while.
A long time.
Why? I feel we used to say that every episode.
Every episode.
Give yourself grace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
You always do. And the other versions of you in the future do too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think that was great.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. Well, I guess we can just end there.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys always for watching, for listening, for being here. For anybody... who's coming out this weekend, but we don't know when this is going to be posted, right. So I don't know. If you do come, or if you did come, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
If you made it this far.
Done?
Almost.
We're almost done, baby
If you
girl.
Made it this far in the episode, we appreciate you.
We're all done.
Yeah, we're saying bye-bye, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Wait a second, we'll tell you when, okay?
Yeah, we'll tell you. Yeah, we always love and appreciate all of you guys who have been here for a long time. And it's always so great to see our community growing every day. And, you know, we can't wait to see what the future holds for ourselves and for this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, like always, you can follow us on all social media platforms. You should please subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Please. Please.
But you can follow us at A Young MILF Podcast on TikTok, Instagram. What is it? I'm going to say Twitter. We don't have Twitter.
I've thought about it.
You know, leave a comment, DM us, talk to us. We're always here to talk, to chat, to, you know, chit-chat and all that. We're yappers. It's okay.
We do be yapping. As y'all can tell, what the fuck? What are we doing?
What else are we doing? But yeah, you know, you're our online mommy friends, and we love you guys.
Mm-hmm. We really do.
So
we always come back.
Right.
Always come back. Episode 29.
Episode 29, wow. Bitches.
Yes.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I got excited.
I know.
I shouldn't have. Say boop. Boop. Say boop. 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 Say boop.
No.
Let's try and like redirect her mind.
Right. I don't need you guys.
The switch up is
the
crazy.
Whole time, like, I love my family.
Right.
You can find me on Instagram at Johnny Nettie's. I realize every time that I say that though, I'm like, who the fuck is spelling that out? Who's even figuring out how to spell that? If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
I'm on Instagram, I think Twitter. I never say I have Twitter on here because I don't want y'all to know my thoughts, but it's fine.
Same, I never say I have Twitter.
I'll be crashing out.
Twitter's no. like, yeah.
No, I'll be crashing out. I'm exaggerating. My TikTok is at Your Fave Hot MILF.
And you can follow me at Rachel Anastasia on pretty much every platform there is.
Yes. Yeah. And our YouTube, so I always forget our YouTube.
Yes, yeah, my YouTube is also Rachel Anastasia.
Mine's Johnny Ayala. I'm gonna change it. I've been thinking about it. I'm gonna change it.
Are you gonna make it Johnny Nettie's?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye. But
thank you guys so much. Callie wants us to leave so bad.
She literally, she's like, I'm trying to be out.
And she's in her nose.
Please! You're gross.
Ew. Alright, again, we thank
you all for being here.
Thank you for being here today. You know where that's from?
What's that from?
Princess Diaries.
Oh, yeah!
Thank you for being here today.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
I love that movie.
Me too.
Okay. Well, Callie, get out of your nose.
What did I do? Thank you, Olipop, for quenching us.
Where's mine?
I don't know.
Wait. Yes.
I drank all mine. Oh,
I still have some left. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I crash it on my head. Like, yeah. Olipop.
That's how you know we're crashing.
Olipop.
God, okay, we're like losing our minds.
I know. Like, how long have we been here? It's 9 o'clock.
Right. Shit. God. Okay. Well, yeah. Thank you guys for being here. We love you so much. Mwah. Okay.
Mwah.
Bye. I look over. Like, right. Love you.
Callie's now you can say bye bye.
Bye.
Okay. While she's still in her nose.
Get out of there.
Goodbye.